This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
The reserve currency status of the U.S. dollar is a big advantage that has been helping the rise of America on the world stage since the end of World War II. But all along the way, there have been people claiming on and off that this status was coming to an end. In the last few weeks, we've seen a spike in questions about the future of the world's most important reserve currency. In response, today we'll explore the history of the Bretton Woods system, the numerous challenges the dollar has faced over the years, and why it continues to dominate the global economy despite these challenges. I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of April 10th. So listen on as we navigate the living market. In 1944, the Bretton Woods Agreement established a new global monetary system where the U.S. dollar was pegged to gold and other currencies were pegged to the U.S. dollar. This system, which aimed to stabilize international trade and finance after World War II, ultimately made the U.S. dollar the world's primary reserve currency. With the U.S. dollar as the primary reserve currency, the U.S. government and American companies could borrow money at lower interest rates because lenders were more willing to hold dollar-denominated assets. The Bretton Woods system reinforced the United States' position as the world's leading economic power. The U.S. was able to exert considerable influence on global economic policies and decision-making as a result. A stable and widely accepted U.S. dollar made it easier for other countries to purchase American goods and services, boosting U.S. exports and contributing to economic growth. Over the years, the peg to gold started to become a nuisance for the U.S. economy. The U.S. was running a massive balance of payments deficit, and people started to speculate the gold reserves would be insufficient. This led to a devaluation of the dollar and a rise in inflation. In 1971, Bretton Woods collapsed, and the U.S. ended the gold standard. This move led to floating exchange rates and a market-determined value for currency. But contrary to what doomsayers thought, the fall of Bretton Woods didn't lead to the loss of global primary reserve status for the U.S. dollar. It was only the beginning of a series of events that would make people doubt the U.S. The OPEC oil crisis of the 1970s, the rise of the euro, the 2008 global financial crisis, the emergence of China as an economic powerhouse, and more recently, the rise of cryptocurrencies. Despite these challenges, the dollar has managed to retain its position as the dominant global reserve currency. Now, the U.S. dollar's continued dominance can be attributed to several factors. These include stability and credibility. The U.S. dollar has historically been considered a stable and credible currency backed by the U.S. government and its strong economy. Its convertibility and acceptance. The U.S. dollar is widely accepted and easily convertible to other currencies, unlike currencies like the Chinese renminbi, which is subject to strict controls. Its ease of liquidity and ease of trade. The dollar's acceptance as a global currency ensures its liquidity and ease of trade, giving it an advantage over other currencies. Nowadays, we hear rumors of China challenging the U.S. and opening trade lines with various countries like Brazil and Russia to trade in yuan. Some people are afraid this marks the end of the U.S. dollar as the world's premier currency. While there are downsides to these events, for sure, we must not overstate the consequences of what is happening right now. The most obvious dangers, if an alternative currency were to challenge the dollar's dominance, are probably that economic sanctions would be harder to impose if countries could trade with each other in alternative currencies and bypass NATO channels. As this happens, the U.S. could lose political and diplomatic power, as the emergence of a viable alternative would weaken its global influence. But let me be blunt for an instant. Can a currency backed by Brazil, Iran, Russia, and so on really become a more credible and attractive alternative to a foreign country than the U.S. dollar? Asking the question is answering it. The most popular counterargument is that this new currency could be pegged to gold once again, returning to a Bretton Woods-like system. Now, considering current market realities, while this might appear plausible in theory, it is more far-fetched in practice. The supply of gold hasn't grown as much as the supply in money over time. Constraining monetary policy to gold looks more prudent on paper, but is actually very deflationary in nature. Monetary policy flexibility is a vital tool for countries to navigate the global economic landscape, adapting their policy to specific timely needs that gold would prevent. So in conclusion, while geopolitical events continue to unfold, it's important to remember that the US dollar has weathered many storms in the past. It remains the dominant reserve currency, and reports of its demise appear to be greatly exaggerated. As history has shown, the US dollar is resilient, and its reign is not likely to end anytime soon. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Markets. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.